Penguin Random House Audio presents The Madmen of Benghazi by Gerard de Villiers. Translated from the French by William Roder Moore. Read for you by Nicholas Guy Smith. Chapter 1. Ibrahim al-Sanusi was stark naked when he stepped out of the shower, and he stopped dead at his bedroom door. Cynthia was sitting on the edge of the big bed, making a call on her cell phone. That wasn't sexy in itself, but between the lapels of the young woman's Chanel suit, his birthday present to her, he could see her nipples straining against the raw silk blouse. Cynthia's shapely legs were bare from her upper thigh to her tawny, very high-heeled boots. The length of her skirt had once been quite proper, until she had the hem raised. Al-Sanusi felt the blood rushing to his crotch. It had taken him months to get Cynthia Mulligan into bed. When he first met her, the 30-ish blonde was so gorgeous it made his head spin. She was wearing a practically transparent blue muslin Dior dress that set off her slim body and long legs to their best advantage. She didn't seem standoffish either. When Al-Sanusi smilingly approached, she'd been happy to chat, and he didn't have too much trouble persuading her to have dinner with him at Annabelle's, one of the few places in London that still served decent caviar. Between glasses of champagne, they took a spin on the small dance floor. Al-Sanusi wanted to pull her close, but Cynthia modestly kept her distance. Still, her almond-shaped eyes hardly looked shy. He fought.